Hey everyone, welcome back to A Plus English. It's me, Christopher, with Laura.
Thank you. Hi everyone, I'm Laura. And yesterday, what were we talking about yesterday, Chris?
Well, yesterday we were taking a look at Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Right.
And we were discussing that movie.
Yeah.
But today, we get to talk about the second film.
Which is also called the sequel. Remember,
right.
We learned that word yesterday?
Yes.
Okay, 所以呢，昨天我们就开始先让大家唤起，就是第一集发生，石破天惊发生了什么事情。那当然接下来呢我们要讨论呢就是昨天我们有提醒大家这个续集的英文还记不记得就是 sequel。S-E-Q-U-E-L. Okay, so
right.
Today, 我跟 Chris 要聊聊有关这个第二集到底会发生什么事情。Okay, well, I guess we'll have to check out today's article to find out.
Okay.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2.
In the sequel, Flint and his friends sail back to their home island.All of them are extremely surprised at the scene. The machine created a lot of foodimals, or food animals. Many of the foodimals are cute and harmless, but Flint and his friends run into their worst nightmare. Some foodimals, like the tacodile and the cheese spider,want to eat them instead. They must find the lost machine and shut it down again. It's up to them to stop those fierce foodimals from taking over the world.
Word power!
Sail, sail. Captain Blackbeard sailed to a secret island to hide his treasure. Captain Blackbeard sailed to a secret island to hide his treasure. Scene, scene. It was hard to watch the horrible scenes during the 9/11 attacks.It was hard to watch the horrible scenes during the 9/11 attacks. Nightmare, nightmare. Some people believe the traffic in Los Angeles is a nightmare. Some people believe the traffic in Los Angeles is a nightmare. Take over, take over.The prince decided to take over and rule the country. The prince decided to take over and rule the country.
Our article begins, in the sequel, Flint and his friends sail back to their home island. Sail is a verb, and it means to travel on or across an area of water in a boat or ship.Here's an example sentence for sail. Captain Blackbeard sailed to a secret island to hide his treasure. Captain Blackbeard sailed to a secret island to hide his treasure.
Nice! I want his treasure! Okay, let's take a look at this word sail. Okay, 它是一个动词哦，就是航行的意思。那常常我们就会看到 sailboat, 当然就是指帆船的意思啦。在这边要提醒大家哦，像是我们常提到的船有分 boat, 还有 ship,其实呢，简单来说 ，boat 是比较小的船，而 ship 是比较大的船哦，像铁达尼号那种哦。那像是我呢，提到船呢，我就会觉得我会晕船。那晕船的英文在这里教大家就是 seasick, S-E-A-S-I-C-K。那刚刚的例句我们提到的是这个，哇，黑胡子船长就是航行到一座秘密的岛屿，然后这样他可以藏他的 treasure 宝藏这样的意思哦。所以我们回到课文，他提到就是在续集当中呢 ，Flint 呢，他还是一心想要当一个非常伟大的发明家，而且呢，他跟他的朋友他们就航行到回到他们的家乡的一个 island， 就是岛屿啦。
You said you wanted Blackbeard's treasure, but what if his treasure is a bunch of stuffed animals?
That's pretty cool. I love like stuffed
dirty,
animals.
Dirty, old, smelly stuffed animals. No?
Sorry.
Okay. Let's get back to the article. All of them are extremely surprised at the scene. Mm. The machine created a lot of foodimals or food animals. Okay, so we see the word scene, and scene is a noun, and that means what is happening in a place or what can be seen happening.
Mm.
All right, so here's an example for scene. It was hard to watch the horrible scenes during the 9/11 attacks. It was hard to watch the horrible scenes during the 9/11 attacks.
Right, okay, I love actually creating words, foodimals, okay. 所以恐怖的是呢，这个 Flint 呢，他回到这个岛屿之后发现什么？一个很恐怖的情景，因为他之前发明的这个食物制造机呢，竟然变本加厉，开始制造出什么呢？就是食物怪兽 ,foodimals, 其实它很像 food 跟 animals 连接起来成为的一个字哦。那不过刚刚呢，我们还提到 scene 这个字。S-C-E-N-E, 就是景象这样的意思。所以刚刚呢 ,Chris 老师他补充的这个例句指的就是说目睹911攻击的时候的恐怖景象是非常的难受的这样的意思啦。
Okay, many of the foodimals are cute and harmless, but Flint and his friends run into their worst nightmare. But first,If something is harmless, it is not able or not likely to cause harm.
Okay.
Harm, H-A-R-M, H-A-R-M, harm means to physically or otherwise injure or damage someone. Now, we also see the word nightmare. Nightmare is a noun, and it's an experience that is very frightening and unpleasant, or very difficult to deal with. Here's an example sentence.Some people believe the traffic in Los Angeles is a nightmare. Some people believe the traffic in Los Angeles is a nightmare.
Right, and sometimes in parts of Taipei as well. Okay.
I think that's just the drivers. They are a nightmare. They're scary.
Ugh, okay, 好，那我们先来看一下课文。他说，虽然这有些食物呢，应该是食物动物，非常的奇特，也很可爱。然后可能他们也是怎么样 harmless 就是无害的哦，但是呢，接下来他跟他的朋友遇到的就是他们即将是他们最恐怖的噩梦啦。这里看到其中的 nightmare 这个字呢，就是梦魇啦、噩梦这样的意思，就是基本上就是 a very bad dream or a terrible dream。OK， 那另外呢 ，nightmare 也可以用来表示像是梦魇般的经历或是恐怖的事情。所以像是呢，刚刚 Chris 老师提到的例句，就是说有些人他可能觉得像是在洛杉矶 LA 的交通状况 traffic 简直是一场噩梦。And the word nightmare always reminds me of that scary movie, Nightmares on Elm Street.
Oh, Nightmare on Elm Street, yeah, with
Freddy Krueger.
And that happens in the dreams. Okay, some foodimals like the taco dial and the cheese spider want to eat them instead.
I want to eat them because they might be tasty. Okay, 所以呢，到底呢，他这个创造出的这个 foodimals 就是食物怪兽有多么的恐怖呢？其实我从名字觉得倒是蛮可爱的、哦，像是taco dial， 其实它就是 taco 跟 crocodile 合起来的，就是塔可鳄鱼，就是那种玉米片的那种墨西哥里面的菜里面都会常常看到 tacos。还有呢 ，cheese spider， 我们都知道 cheese 就是起司嘛，那 spider 就是蜘蛛啊，所以呢，这两个呢是比较恐怖的，是他们会吃人的食物动物哦。那其实好，我还有去网络上查到它很可爱，里面还有一些像是。就是猩猩，就是猴子那种猩猩的大虾，还有毒蛇派，都是很可爱的东西哦。所以里面 actually googled there are a lot of really cute foodimals, but they can be really scary because they can eat people, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, the cheese spider is like a cheeseburger with French fry legs.
And actually, I did check out what a taco dial looks like.
The taco dial looks scary, but it's think the cheese spider, I mean, like, if a hamburger tried to bite me, I wouldn't be, I'd be like, ah.
Cool. Yeah.
I guess it wouldn't hurt.
Okay, anyway, we also saw the word instead. Mm-hmm. Instead 呢其实就是有着取代这样的意思，可是它有时候也是用来表示另外一方面怎么样，相反的怎么样，或者呢，当我们用 instead of, 就是不怎么样而去怎么样这样的意思。想要知道更多有关 instead 的用法，我们要请教我们的英文快译通老师。
英文
快译通 ，Oh
yeah！Hello， 大家好 ，I'm Tim。今天我们要教大家 instead 跟 instead of 的用法，一个是表示相反的，另一方面的意思。另一个则是表示不怎么样而怎么样。然而这两个用法有什么差别呢？现在就让我们去看看吧。首先让我们来看看 instead 的用法，它的句型是第一个句子结束后在第二个句子的前方加上 instead， 或者是直接在第二个句子的后方加上 instead， 表示相反的另一方面。让我用我的表弟 Daniel 做例子。Daniel 他很调皮，常常不去上学，偷跑出去玩。Daniel didn't go to school this morning. Instead, he hung out with friends. Daniel didn't go to school this morning. Instead, he hung out with his friends. 表示 Daniel 今天早上没去学校，他反而跟他的朋友出去玩。这边的句子是属于刚刚说的第一个句型。同样的句子也可以用另外一个句型来表达。Daniel didn't go to school this morning. He hung out with his friends instead. Daniel didn't go to school this morning. He hung out with his friends instead. 让我们再举一个例子。Daniel didn't go to practice baseball today. Instead, he went shopping. Daniel didn't go to practice baseball today.Instead, he went shopping. 可是 Daniel 今天没去练棒球，他反而跑去购物了。而如果我们把 instead 放到句子的后面呢，就变成了 Daniel didn't go to practice baseball today. He went shopping instead. Daniel didn't go to practice baseball today. He went shopping instead. 句子的意思不变，只是 instead 的位置不一样而已。好，看完了 instead 的用法，接着让我们来看看 instead of。没错，这边多加了一个 of， 表示不怎么样而怎么样的意思。假设今天我找我爸爸一起打篮球，但他却跟我说 ，Let's play volleyball instead of basketball。Let's play volleyball instead of basketball， 表示让我们一起打排球吧，不要打篮球。Instead of 后面做加的名词就代表被否定掉的东西。Dad decided to study French instead of German. Dad decided to study French instead of German. 就表示我爸爸决定要学法文而不是德文。Instead of 后方除了可以加名词之外，也可以加动名词，一样表示不怎么样而怎么样。假如我说 My dad goes to work by MRT instead of driving. My dad goes to work by MRT instead of driving. 就表示我爸爸是搭捷运上班而不是开车。好了，经过今天的讲解之后，希望大家都对 instead 跟 instead of 的用法更了解哦。英文快译通，我们下次见咯。
Welcome back. Let's return to our article.They must find the lost machine and shut it down again. It's up to them to stop those fierce foodimals from taking over the world. Now, I said the word fierce. Fierce is an adjective. It means violent and forceful, or severe or extremely strong. Not necessarily strong like my arms, but strong like a typhoon.
Okay.
We also saw taking over, which is a phrase. To take control of something. That's what taking over means. To take control of something. Here's an example. The prince decided to take over and rule the country. The prince decided to take over and rule the country.
OK, 刚刚我们有提到 fierce 这个字 F-I-E-R-C-E, 其实就有凶猛的啦、啊、或者是有猛烈这样的意思。有时候我们可能会说暴风雨非常的猛烈，也可以用到 fierce 这个字。还有刚刚呢我们有提到的 take over 呢，其实就是提到这个课文呢，就是说这些Flint 还有他的好朋友们呢，他们一定要赶紧找到刚他之前的发明的这个食物机器。为什么呢？因为他们要展开一趟危险的美味冒险哦，赶快要把机器给关机。那为了再次解救这个世界危机，他们要对付刚刚提到的什么taco dial 啦，还有一些很恐怖的一些 foodimals， OK， 以免他们会怎么样掌管世界。这里我们就看到了片语 take over， 就是有着掌管或者是接管这样的意思哦。像刚刚呢 Chris 老师提到的例句 ，The prince decided to take over and rule the country。OK， 就是这位王子决定要接手统治这个国家。Actually, I tried to Google on the internet, and I found out there are so many cute foodimals.
Yeah, I've seen one of them. It's a strawberry, like a really big strawberry that is named Barry. And when they first find him, they like, they're scared by Barry, and they scare Barry at the same time.
Oh,
and
that's
out,
so cute.
He pours jelly out of his bottom because he's scared.
Oh, that is really cute. And actually, there's one that I actually looked up. It's like, you know, 哈密瓜, like melon, and a shark, like they're together. Like, you know, I actually Googled some really cool pictures. 有哈密瓜的鲨鱼。OK, 所以我这里再补充一些在芯片当中你看到一些很可爱的一些奇特的 foodimals。还有这个土豆河马, there's a hippopotamus.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think it's made of potato or something.
Oh, yeah, baked potato.
Yeah, OK. 还有这个萝卜大象, 还有大葱恐龙, 还有水果鹦鹉等等。Oh, there are so many cute foodimals. I really want to check this movie out. Anyway, let's now go to our wrap-up.
Okay. All right. So, you like the foodimals.
Uh-huh.
And I do too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought about what kind of foodimals I would like to see in the movie.
Oh, okay, okay.
So I created some.
Okay.
Okay, so first up is an avocadvark, which is an aardvark and an avocado.Because avocado is one of my favorite fruits.
What's an aardvark? Explain to the students.
An aardvark is it's a creature that eats ants, usually.
Oh, 食蚁兽.
Yeah.
And avocado, of course,
It's a berry.
Yeah, it's really yummy, but it's like green, but the skin is actually darker, right?
Yeah, you don't eat the skin. You cut it open, it's green inside, and there's a giant seed.
So, 就是洛梨食蚁兽. Okay, I got that.
And then I have... Rhinophilosaurus, which is rhinos and waffles. Rhinophilosaurus.
Oh, I want to see.
Yeah.
No, I can't say the name, though. Rhino 就是犀牛 waffle 当然就是松饼啦。
And the last one I came up with was feta cheeps, which is feta cheese and sheep.
Oh, there you go. So it has a cheese 的一种还有 sheep 就是绵羊。Wow, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys can think about it. What kind of foodimals would you like to see? And we'll be back tomorrow for more.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're an angel.
You're an angel.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jillian. 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会。同学们，我们这周的主题围绕在表达谢意。感谢他人的时候，如果我们能适时加上一些对别人的赞美，相信会使对方听起来倍感温馨。这里举一个例子，今天要介绍的句子就是 You're an angel. You're an angel. 意思是说，你人真好，就像天使一样。没错，句子中我们学到一个单字 Angel.A-N-G-E-L 本身就是天使的意思，衍生为大好人或是大善人。同学们要注意这个单字的拼法哦。有另一个单字跟 angel 长得非常的像，就是 angle A-N-G-L-E。 这个单字则是角度的意思，两个字不要互相混淆咯。再来再提醒各位同学， You're an angel 这句感谢用语我们通常只能用来称赞女生， 那么当我们要称赞他人你人真的很好时不分男女的说法我们则可以说 You're a sweetheart You're a sweetheart 我们可以称一位受大家喜欢的人为 sweetheart 中文则有甜心或是宝贝的意思或者你也可以说 How sweet of you How sweet of you 来表达对于善良或是热心之人的感谢之意哦最后我们再复习一次今天的句子 A Plus 小聚会我们下次见咯 Bye
You're an angel
You're an angel
Cloudy with a chance of meatballs 2
In the sequel, Flint and his friends sail back to their home island. All of them are extremely surprised at the scene. The machine created a lot of foodimals, or food animals. Many of the foodimals are cute and harmless, but Flint and his friends run into their worst nightmare.Some foodimals, like the tacodile and the cheese spider, want to eat them instead. They must find the lost machine and shut it down again. It's up to them to stop those fierce foodimals from taking over the world.
Sail, sail. Captain Blackbeard sailed to a secret island to hide his treasure. Captain Blackbeard sailed to a secret island to hide his treasure. Scene, scene. It was hard to watch the horrible scenes during the 9/11 attacks.It was hard to watch the horrible scenes during the 9/11 attacks. Nightmare, nightmare. Some people believe the traffic in Los Angeles is a nightmare. Some people believe the traffic in Los Angeles is a nightmare. Take over, take over.The prince decided to take over and rule the country. The prince decided to take over and rule the country.